I spread a song so you can sing along with my special guest star
two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today is a returning guest who's giving me jazz hands that nobody can see but me. It's Jacqueline Riley, everyone. Woo!
Woo!
Jazz hands.
Yes. Yeah. Jazz hands, spear fingers, all of it.
That doesn't go with what we're talking about today, but it's still fun to do.
I mean, to kick off any show, I feel like you need jazz hands.
True. And we're here today because it's still live month, everyone, and we're here to talk about Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert. I'm finding while doing this, I don't know to call this a movie or a special. A live television. The live television special happened in 2018. Remember that year? Haha. The book and lyrics are by Tim Rice, music by Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, directed by David Laveau and Alex Radzinski, and according to IMDb, a live musical recounting the final days of Jesus Christ and those around him. Now, before we get into it, Jacqueline has made a request to have a little speech. So the floor is yours, Jacqueline.
Thank you. Have a moment. As you've mentioned, I'm a returning guest host. This is actually my fifth time as a solo guest host, my sixth appearance in general. And I just assume that you are going to carry on the Saturday Night Live tradition and get me a jacket.
Oh my God.
And for your convenience, I have links of jackets that I would like to procure. That I am happy to send to you.
Okay.
Over the next few days. And wait, it gets better.
Oh, it gets better.
It gets better. Because now, anytime anyone hits the infamous fifth episode co-hosting, I expect to come back and do a bit and welcome them to the club.
Oh my goodness. So you are not the first member of this club, and I guess I owe other people jackets.
I'm just the first one to make a big deal
to
about it.
Oh, man. Not what I was expecting you to do, but I loved the bit.
This is what I couldn't tell you.
It's so funny. I'll see what I can do, question mark.
I'm expecting a jacket. Okay. Blazer. Poncho.
You know this podcast is free, right? Like
outerwear.
I lose money on this podcast because of all the rentals and buying of things that I have to do in order to watch the movies.
It's called a passion.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. I make no promises, and that's staying on the record. But
we
are recording, and I am not editing this out. So Jesus Christ Superstar. Now, love the segue, right?
Boom!
Woo! Now, I love this musical. I know we've watched growing up the
1970.
Yeah, that movie version. But I don't know how you really feel about this musical. So what are your feelings on it?
I love this musical. I think it's great. I actually just saw the touring company of it about a month and a half ago when they came to town. Yeah, so can't help but compare it right now because I was like, that was still pretty fresh in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember because a friend of mine had tickets and she's like, how do you feel about it? I'm like, definitely Andrew Lloyd Webber's best musical.
Yes. Like, 100%.
So different than all the other ones. And so I want to say it's when the original staging went up. I don't know. I don't think they did like really cast recordings at that time.
They did.
Okay. Well, anyway, the lead singer for Deep Purple is who stepped in to play Jesus and sing on the original recording of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, shit. So I've done the 2000 movie. I have not done the 1970s movie. If anybody wants to do it,
there's a 2000 movie.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because, like, with this one that we're talking about, the 2018 one, they merge, you know, the present with the past in a way.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of modern clothing. There's that one during the arrest when they switch into, like, a news camera footage, which we'll put a pin in that. But in the 2000 one, they were more about the present. They were more about, like, there was still, like, hints and things, and Jesus were white and everything and was a white guy and was great.
Yeah.
But, like, Herod was a whole casino theme.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But, like, more so than, like, what's in here. Because, like, in this one, you have the showgirls, which I get it, but I was like, did we need them? Yeah, there was the in Herod's song, the King Herod song.
Oh, yes. And there's it was the headdresses. The
headdresses, and they looked like they were in Vegas. They were the showgirls, like, you know.
Got it.
Or servers, you know, pushing drinks on everybody.
Cigarettes.
But this one, so I think Andrew Lloyd Webber originally conceived this to be an arena show where it would, like, play in stadiums and go on tour. And that's, like, what I think they're also paying homage to in this.
Yes.
Because it's outside. I don't know how they did the ending, by the way, when...
You know there's wires that are attached, right?
Right, but I don't know the rigging system of, like, how they broke the wall apart and then put it back together. Like, how tall it must have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I loved that of the ending where they created the cross in the wall, and he
with the
floated,
light.
And he floated into space.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool, and, like, you can only do that really outside. I don't think you can do it effectively. You can do it in a theater, but like it being outside and.
It was outside. I didn't even realize it was taped outside.
I feel like it was outside. It had to have been. Unless they found some warehouse somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would doubt that is outside. There's too many elements, like with lighting and things.
They've done, out of the other lives I've seen, they've done elements outside. So I was assuming this was just all outside. I mean, I've also seen another tour that had Tim Minchin as Judas that was filmed outside as well, because it's a tour. So it's so fascinating, this show, I have to say.
It really is. It really is.
And this one, out of the lives that we've covered and are about to cover, I feel like this is the strongest one, or one of the strongest ones.
Yes.
Like, you got a great cast. You have audience members where, I don't know if you've watched a bunch of those, but there's not a lot of audience reactions.
Yeah, so there's no interactions, yeah. And I think this one, too, though, like, even when you see it on the stage, it's 90 minutes, no intermission. So, like, it is a swift-moving show.
I didn't realize it was 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting it. Because I just watch it and I'm like, I'm in it. I don't care about what time. I'm loving, you know, Sarah Bareilles playing Mary Magdalene. I'm loving John Legend.
Brandon Victor Dixon, though. Come on now.
Brandon Victor Dixon, of course. And they have, I feel like, two. Because there's Alice Cooper playing King Herod, who he's done it. He's actually done it on an album before. I was reading that. But this is his first time playing the role. And then, what's his name? Who plays Caiaphas? Norm Lewis.
Caiaphas and Anas are my favorite characters. I'm sorry. They have the best songs.
Yes.
I could play any character in a musical, I want to be Anas. Because he's so, like, Yes, because that character, the way he like his like the inflection of like the notes he has and like his lines, they're so like smarmy and like over the top evil. Like, what then to do about Jesus of Nazareth?
Yeah,
Like, I love it.
it's interesting that Anas sounds like mousy or rodent, like the way
It's
that
a
he,
higher part, yeah.
yes, and he sounds like the villain,
Villainy,
yeah,
yeah. And that's what I love about
because you have Caiaphas who's deep in everything, and you're like, yes, of course, you're supposed to be the devil. Okay, we get it.
Yes.
You're evil. But then you
And
have
they're
Anas.
dressed in all black, if you couldn't tell, yes.
Right. And
So
then you
they
have
need more.
Anas up in the tenor line, and you're like, oh shit. Okay.
It's great.
Okay.
I love the priest and the two of them specifically, I think are great. Yeah, Norm Lewis, man. And it's so to me, like when people sing that deep live, it's really like something. It's like otherworldly. Like even like when I saw this in person, the guy playing Caiaphas, you're just kind of like, that's not real. Oh, it is. I don't get this.
I hope
Doesn't seem
Patrick.
human.
I wonder if Patrick Page has played this character. I'm pretty sure he has at some
I
point in
don't
his
know who that
career.
is.
He was in Hadestown playing the devil. He's in season two of
Oh.
Schmigadoon as the villainous murder, the guy that gets the chandelier fallen on him.
Gotcha.
He's got a very deep bass voice, so.
Troopers and also fish. Yes. But
I.
and sorry, really fast. The actor who plays Anas, Jin Ha, was in another limited series on FX. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. It's called Devs. It's about software developers with Nick Offerman's also in it. It's very weird, but very enjoyable.
I did a little research though on our Simon Zealots,
Yes. The Swedish guy?
yes, Eric Granvall, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name.
I give you a lot of credit for trying.
I have to. It turns out he won Sweden Idol in 2009 and became a front man for the band Heat. After that, like he's done a couple of solo things. Well, it was interesting because I'm watching these people and I'm like, okay, ensemble members, I know you, I know you, I recognize you. Like there's a couple people,
Like, personally?
there's two I know personally and like two or three that I recognize.
You know from
Like,
around, yeah.
yes, like Michaela Diamond is, she was in Peter's song. She was the first soloist that to talk to him, to that he denied her
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
and giving you context.
I thought Peter's song was the name of another musical. I forgot there's someone named Peter in this.
Yeah, Peter's Denial, that's the name of the song. And
Got it.
she later like recently was on Broadway in Parade. And so And like I've noticed there's a couple other people in here that I'm like, oh, I know you by name.
That's
Or
kind of cool.
but there's one person I went to college with.
Did I go to college with them too?
You did not. Oh yes, actually. He's
Well,
in
there you
between
go.
us.
Well, there you go. See? So
So it
I'm
went
also
but
cool.
it but like I was I it I found this interesting that like they cast musicians and Broadway people
Well,
together, and it
yes.
worked well in their favor.
And so when I saw this, the touring company that's going on right now, they stage it very similar to this. So they have the guitar player, the bass player, and the drummer are all on stage and you could see them.
That's so cool.
It's very cool. Like the clothing is that like a lot like the
Like drapey.
drapey, earthy tones, like
Yeah.
very not very structured. And so it seems like they re the, like this like started the whole like piece of that. And now it's not actually 50 years because 50 years the 50th anniversary of Jesus Christ Superstar was 2020 and that of course got canceled.
What?
Right?
Why? Why
Bruh,
for?
who knows? And so this is called the 50th anniversary tour even though it's 54 years. But so they seem to
Damn.
keep trying to like reinvent it. Well, 1970 is 50 years ago.
True, 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 true.
54 really. So,
With this one, though, you were talking about the costumes a little bit, and it got me thinking back. I personally did not like that the ensemble was in black. They had a lot of black on because it made it feel like they were the, like when we went to the priests and Caiaphas and Annas, like it wasn't special that they were in black.
Well, but I think too, because Judas wore a lot of black. And so there was that, like, it was kind of like the crossing over, I think. Whereas like Judas was in that black and red. So there were some people who were wearing black too. Peter comes to mind. He was also in a black and red. So
yeah, they all had like a colored shirt underneath, but they all wore like a black outerwear. And I was just like, that doesn't.
Well, but they really highlighted the ones who like were maybe not like, I don't know. To me, it was like they weren't bad, but they were like not, they weren't the heroes in the story either. So,
and I also understand that it's a ploy to like make Jesus and Mary Magdalene and all the other named characters stand out. But I was like, could we do a brown instead? Or could we do
something?
Like, well, I don't want to say gray because then that would take away from Superstar, which, oh my God. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I fucking love that song.
It's like, it's genius. It's a like disco bop. I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, and it's commentary, and it's a whole dream sequence because Jesus is dying, and so and
well, it's Simon. It's Judas welcoming him like into
death. But also kind of like recounting everything too when you really listen to the lyrics.
Oh no, yeah,
it is. But like any. I wrote this down. I feel like you have to try to fuck up the show. And
casting is how you fuck up the show.
Right, but like you have to actively try.
Because
you need, I mean, the only need you really, that the show is asking for is strong singers. You need strong singers. And
guitar
player. We've been calling this a musical. I think I want to call it an opera.
It's a rock opera. That's what it goes by.
There's
no spoken words
until the very end.
Yeah,
during John 1941, which I had to look up, and it was like, and then Jesus died. that's the basic translation. And then he died. And when
I'm gonna say though, I think when we were young, I don't think I realized that Judas hung himself.
Yeah, me neither. And until I like actively looked into it as like a thought project, and then I designed a production of Godspell that I was smart. I incorporated like a small little knot detail on the back of Judas's costume to represent that he hung himself. But I like how they treated the violence in the 2018, because obviously it's for television, so they can't show Judas hanging himself or Jesus getting whipped. So they made it very theatrical. Yes. It was just like a ladder moving to represent Judas hanging himself, and then like the lashes being the cast jumping on these bungee cords.
Okay, I'm gonna keep the comparisons up to the live show that I just saw. So in the live show, what they did for the lashes, they have Anas playing a clapper,
like
a percussion instrument to represent the lashes. So they like mime the movement on stage, and then he's up there so it's a very timed thing. It's very cool.
I feel like that is like the go-to.
Yeah.
Like maybe not Anas actually having the clapper, but you have a clapper and you might.
And they have the staging, they have two stories. So like you have the action going on in the foreground, and Anas and Caiaphas are up on the second floor, a little further back. And so it's kind of cool how they portray that. And for Judas's death scene, it's just like he like takes the rope, knots it, and then throws it off the side. And so like it kind of does the same thing as the ladder, but I'm like, so there's a lot that they took from this movie, I think, to stage the show.
Or might be written in,
Or
it
this
might be written in
version.
this script as well.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
I did not see the 1970 version of this on stage. Not that old.
Let's go back in time and see it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've established we've seen this before. I've definitely seen this before. I've done it before. But like this time I was really listening to some of the lyrics. 'Cause it's easy to like gloss over things you've seen and heard 7,000 times. And in I Don't Know How to Love Him, I was wondering if Tim Rice was slut shaming Mary through the lyrics.
No.
'Cause the way that she's like, when she's like, I've been with many men,
But this one's different.
but this one's different. And it's
I think
like,
it's a more of a love thing. Like there's feelings behind it. That's what I get from it.
but then the raises the question. We're gonna get into religion talk for a hot second. It raises the question of how many men did Mary Magdalene actually sleep with?
Well, there's also a lot of people who don't think Mary Magdalene was actually a prostitute and was one of the apostles, but she got written out of
Yes.
history. So, like, there's a lot of
There's
things
a
here,
lot of things
a lot of
there.
things in
And
play.
like I've read about the King James Bible. When he
Yep.
translated it, he made women. It's all in dogma as well.
Also, yes, also Judas has wrote a gospel that's somewhere.
Right. And
Yeah, so.
I worked on another show that was very religious, that was based on a pageant play, or modern pageant plays, and they were saying that like Jesus, Mary, and Judas were in a throuple, basically. And I can never unsee that nowadays. Because it
Oh,
would
and
make.
maybe he got jealous and had him killed. I mean, maybe.
Well, it could also be. Because, like, the other thing, too, is you have the Judas kiss in this, in the show. And.
That's the Bible too. He kisses him.
Right, but I think it would be. I think it would be a little more powerful if it was on the lips than on the cheek.
Yeah.
But that's just me making my own lore about something.
Let's transition out of religion because we're going to go to a dark place if we continue
Yes.
down the rabbit hole.
I wrote that the opening is giving Rent and Olympic Torch vibes because like in the literal opening you see them with the scaffolding and everything and people are all over and then somebody runs on with a torch and I was like I love this. I mean, I'm
It
not
starts strong.
it
It starts
starts
strong.
and it just goes.
Does
It
not end.
keeps going.
I do love with the overture that like the musicians are out there, the string players come out. That cellist man was given vibes
Those
on the stage.
looked like they were electric string instruments. Yeah. I wasn't sure if they were actually playing it or not, like if they were actors.
They looked like they're no, because they showed the same people playing the same instrument several times. So I would venture to say they were playing.
They were playing. I mean, there's also a lot, I don't really have a lot of notes on this because I was just watching it and having so much fun. I cried during Superstar because it was just all the it was just like a hit a wave of like
This is the show.
this is the show and this is the 11 o'clock number. I think
It is
that's
the
the 11
11.
o'clock number.
Yeah, I would think it is the 11 o'clock number.
Like
Oh,
usually 11,
obsessed with them.
that's why I pointed it out to you because you said it one of the times.
Eons ago, one of the five times I've been on.
So okay, you said that you've seen the 50th tour. However, comma, my question to you is, if this production were to go on tour, would you see it with this cast?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Because I was like, how did these people get tickets? I wish I could go see this. Like, this was
I mean,
amazing.
yes, Brandon Victor Dixon alone, right? That's the
I also liked John. I really liked John Legend as Jesus.
yes, however,
However, I think the high notes are his weakness.
I agree with that, but I remember this because I did watch some of it live in 2018, and I thought it was more extreme than what it actually was. And now, having actually seen an actor play Jesus, who should be Jesus of suburbia and not Jesus Christ Superstar, I have a newfound respect.
Well, yeah, because I have the 70s movie running in my head. And
Ted Neely, like that is.
Like, that's him.
That's different. Yeah.
He's
I think. I thought John Legend did a really great job with it. And there's even sometimes, I forgot what song it was, but he doesn't quite go as high and he keeps it like strong in his register. And I thought that, and I think that's awesome.
Everything's All Right is the one that I wrote down. I guess High Notes are John Legend's weakness. Like those
oh,
high.
When I'm gone. Yeah, that at the end. It's a hard one. And it's long, but it shows it's live.
It's yeah. And out of a lot of the lives I've seen so far, this is the one of the few that like, or this is the only one that nothing visibly has gone wrong.
It's minimal.
Well,
like the set is minimal. Like they don't have to, you know what I mean? It's the perfect staging to do a live show.
A lot of it has been sound problems.
Oh, well.
So, but like this one, like everyone was clear. You heard like no mics went out. It was fantastic. I mean,
well,
I don't know what else to say about
I mean,
this.
They even say about it. They say it's live in Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert. So when you think of it that way, they brought in concert people. They didn't bring in TV sound people. It's different.
I guess, yeah. And like this is like I know like cameras were in everyone's faces and the audience there, unfortunately, like it detracted from them. But I think it worked for us, the home audience.
Oh, I loved it.
To be selfish for a hot second. Like, you got.
Well, that's who's going to watch it. That's where the lasting power is.
And I do remember them playing more because the stage is a giant rectangle, but like the audience is facing one of the longer sides, it seems like. And I remember a lot of the camera work being so that the audience would only see them in profile, but I guess I was wrong because I too remember watching this in 2018 or 2020 because it re-aired. So this was an Easter Sunday special in 2018 that premiered on April 1st. So happy April Fool's Day, everyone. Here's Jesus Christ Superstar.
And a pretty damn good version of it. Also, too, this is how John Legend became an EGOT winner.
Yes. Yeah, him,
Tim
Rice,
Rice,
and Andrew Lloyd Webber all got the EGOT because they were all producers on this.
Yep.
So, and it won, hold on.
A
let me
lot
get,
of awards.
It won Best Outstanding Variety Special Live, Best Lighting Design, Best Production Design, Best Sound Mixing for a Variety Series, and Best Technical Direction, Camera Work, Video Control for a Limited Series, Movie, or Special, which we were all complimenting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they did a great job with all of that. Like, the technical stuff was great, but I also think the acting was good in this.
I really loved that they made it look like it was under construction. Because usually when you see scaffolding, like, it sometimes doesn't work as well as people want it to. But this time,
right,
it did look like...
like an industrial space.
Well, to me, it looked like it was a church getting under construction. Because in New York, I've seen seen at St. Pete's the scaffolding around for years. So
I was
going to
say, what, 15 years at this point? Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, it just came down and it probably went back up. So who knows?
Gotcha. But can I go back to talking about costumes for a moment?
Yeah, let's talk about costumes.
And my obsession with jackets. Pontius Pilate's jacket. That pink, maroon, suede leather. Yeah.
I personally liked Caiaphas's and the priest's jackets.
Their jackets were cool. And the pants, because they had like palazzo pants.
They did.
And I just want that outfit.
I loved Sarah Bareilles' outfit. I loved John Legend's dad sweater, grandpa sweater, whatever it's called. That oversized.
So, yes, but my whole thing about, get it, but also, he's in a giant sweater. And everyone else is in a tank top.
Right. Well, but they all have an outerwear, it looked like, and then they take it because he does take it off at some point.
When he's getting lashed.
Well, there's a couple. I feel like I remember seeing a couple of scenes when he's a little more relaxed and like other people had their jackets off, so you saw a little more color, but not a like bright color. It was a little.
No, muted colors.
Yeah. I also, it's interesting because I haven't seen a production of Jesus Christ Superstar that actually cast a person of color as Jesus.
Same.
So the fact that they did that with this one, I think it's like kudos to y'all for realizing,
Well, but John Legend's voice was strong enough too to carry the part, like, and that's
Right, but
I
like
have
a little more going back to religion talk, but also making it historical religion talk, because
more accurate,
a
yeah.
little more accurate, yeah, instead of a white guy.
When I saw the staging recently, Mary Magdalene was a person of color.
Yeah, ooh, that's awesome. I mean, and
And
this,
she killed it. Like, she was so good,
yeah,
that actress.
oh, that's. I love that. Because she gets like the two songs that are done all the time. I believe they're on the band audition lists, if there is a band audition list, but like ever since the show came out, it's the one that's like, I'm gonna sing Everything's All Right for my audition.
Everyone does sing that one. I'm trying to remember who played Mary Magdalene in the original movie. Oh, Yvonne Elliman.
So I'm looking at my notes. When we get to the temple, I love that song too. I honestly love 10 out of 10, no notes for this for any production unless you're actively trying to fuck it up. But this one, I just wrote down not glitter.
Well, and that's how it is. That's how you show the sin.
Right, but I mean, I was like, glitter? I wrote all the things. Glitter. Glitter.
Again, that is what they are using on tour right now. Glitter everywhere.
I also wrote down, I hope they power washed everyone to get the glitter off.
No, they're still finding it on them.
Oh, God.
It's still in the
Because
clothes.
then they did the same thing with Judas's death. Where they sprinkled the silver, but it was glitter. Just like, guys, we know about glitter. Can we do something else? Make it a little bigger glitter so you can find it easier.
Or paper, just do confetti.
Oh, just do pay. No, you need the shine. I think that's the whole point of
Well,
it.
then it
But
has to be glitter.
yeah, but not the little fine glitter. I want like the big chunk, the chunky glitter.
Like Super Bowl win glitter.
Yes.
Out of the cannons.
Yes, all that.
Okay, I'm with you.
Well, because I guess they don't want to use coins for the sound and to like make sure they
Get
have.
hurt.
Huh? Yeah.
Someone could get hurt.
Depending on the staging.
Someone could get hurt.
Although during the temple, do you think they're trying to say something with that table being in the shape of a cross? I mean, I don't know what they're trying to say, but.
Well, it's a temple.
You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Jesus says it. My temple should be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Get out.
Oh. I
Gets very serious. Yes, I will. Oh, go ahead.
also felt that to go back to Sarah Bareilles, like even I Don't Know How to Love Him sounds like something she would have written for herself. It just felt natural
Yeah.
for her to sing that.
Yes. Well, and she's a Broadway person too, right? She's been on
She
Broadway,
is. And she wrote a Broadway show, for fuck's sake.
right. So she slips in quite nicely. I'm going to talk about something I did not like though,
Oh, okay.
because I love King Herod's song. I do. It is a great song. Alice Cooper is not the right person to sing it.
Yeah, I had the same thoughts when he popped up in Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and I'm like, you're not This isn't you. This isn't your
Like,
music.
to me, King Herod is supposed to be a little bit more like fantastical and like over the top.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you know what I mean? He should be like this. And Alice Cooper just didn't play it like that. He just sang the song. And I was like, that's not. Like, I want someone who's going to be like, this is you, like smarmy, you know? Like,
Right. I mean, I still feel like he sang it well, but I think you're, are you saying that not, well, he sang it.
he sang it. He did not put, there's no character behind it to me.
And I think that might be an Alice Cooper thing, because like,
Agreed. And that's why I don't think he was the right person to play King Herod. I don't know who would have been the right person to play King Herod, but I don't think it was him.
and like, that's the only song he get. That's the only moment you get with him. So it you have to make the make it memorable. But I feel like it could have gone a lot worse.
Oh,
You need to watch
yes.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band to understand that reference. Because oh
Is it
God.
like the Beatles movie?
Yeah.
I don't do acid. I don't want to watch them.
With Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees.
No.
Oh,
Wait, unless Peter Frampton does the wah, 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 that thing.
I don't remember him doing that. He
No.
plays Billy Flynn. That's all I remember. I need to watch that
No.
movie again because it's so much fun.
I'm good. Thank you.
Is there anything else though you want to talk about? Like, do you have any other notes that you want to?
No, I just genuinely enjoy this show. It was very odd to watch it though, where on streaming, because like they still black it out where the commercials should be.
That was a pain in the ass.
I get why. Like I know why they had to do it, but like
It just felt also really long, the
yeah,
blackout.
it did. And well, because I'm sure what was it, like a 4 minute
It was a whole
commercial
commercial
break, 3 minute
break, yeah.
yeah. So they had to do the outs and the ins, so I get it, but
Re-edit it. Make it like 10
let's do it
seconds.
again. Let's do it again.
Like,
Let's get the band back together. Let's just do this. Run
I
it
mean,
back.
yeah. Get everyone back together.
Just record it straight through. Release it on Disney Plus like they did with Hamilton. Come on.
I'm looking at Brandon Dick Victor Dixon, 'cause
He played Burr in Hamilton.
not the original Burr.
No, that's Leslie Odom Jr.
Yes. And he was in The Color Purple. I'm seeing with is this isn't the one. I don't think this is the re is this the revival, the
Talking
John
about the
Doyle
movie
revival?
or the Broadway
Broadway.
with Danielle Brooks?
I'm looking it up. No, he was in the original. He was in the original Broadway production of The Color Purple.
When did The Color Purple, when was that on Broadway?
So it opened in 2005, and he played Harpo
Why did I think it was so much older than that?
because of the movie, the original movie.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why.
That's why.
That's why. Okay.
But him in this, it's just
Show
amazing.
stopping.
Yeah,
Show stopping.
like Heaven on Their
All my favorite
Minds.
songs are his. Yes.
You know what? Yes, like Judas has the best songs.
Judas does have the best songs.
I didn't realize.
Here's the thing. This musical is called Jesus Christ Superstar. But it is about Judas.
Oh, yes. I would agree with you on that.
Yes, it's 100% about Judas. It's told from his point of, like, he's like your narrator in this.
Yeah, 'cause like he yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to
Did I
put anything
just
else to
break
say.
you?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Well, 'cause I was gonna say about like when he sells out Jesus.
How else would you know that conversation?
But I'm trying to think, at least in this production, I feel like in almost every scene, Judas is there.
Yeah. He's your main character.
The only one I don't think he's there for is King Herod's song.
Yes. I think that would be correct. And then he dies. I mean, so he's not there for that either.
Well, he dies before, after King Herod's song. Yes.
Yes. Yes. But he's not there for the, yeah. He's not there for like the lashes because he's dead.
Because he's dead. Yeah. He's watching.
he is. Because then he comes back in all of his silver glory and like looking like a disco ball with three backup dancers who crush it.
I would love to see the backstage traffic from him climbing all the way up the set.
And then
to like run down, change.
Yeah.
And get ready. Because it's, I feel like there was also a break, but the lashes are pretty long. Like the,
it that, is. That yeah, whole segment. That sequence.
But it was just like, how did he do this? How did
he just appears?
Because it's a huge set. It's huge. Yes. I don't think I'm
so emphasizing. Because you're my connection to theater, and I assume you know all the things, how long do you think they had to rehearse something like this?
Oh, God. This is
right?
Yes. Yes. Because you have to do definitely like spacing rehearsals and blockings and everything. And then for the lives, you have to then do it in front of the camera. And you do a couple of those rehearsals where,
because they have to see what works if they have to adjust anything.
Yes. And like a few of them, you're not in costume. And then maybe like you slowly add you slowly add more elements. You add costumes, you add props. Mm-hmm. I think with like the camera rehearsals, you definitely need the lights and like at least something to stand in for a prop.
Mm-hmm.
But this has to take probably a month or two.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty fast. But then you sign on early, earlier than that, and you get the music, and it's now your job to practice.
Well, and I was just thinking too, when we were talking, because like your principals don't really dance very much, but there's a lot of dancing in this show. So all of your ensemble have to learn that too.
There's not a lot of dancing in this show as a whole, I feel like. I mean,
I think there's a good amount.
There is a good amount. I mean, Superstar is the giant dance number, basically.
Well, even the temple has a whole bunch of dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like choreographed movement.
And that's what a lot of it is. There is a lot of movement.
So potentially while people, like if this wasn't a Superstar cast, an all-star cast, if this was Broadway, we'll say.
Broadway has Superstars.
Broadway has Superstars, but not John Legend. Let's put it that way. That's what I mean. Or Alice Cooper. I know how you feel, but he's still a very expensive. So, because it's Alice fucking Cooper. But like, while they're working with probably the music director, the ensemble's probably doing rehearsals.
Dancing.
And then like they have swings or other bodies to be the leads that you then plug in. And they probably did that as well with this, because time is money. So
you gotta put it up quick.
For John Legend and Sarah Bareilles and Alice Cooper and all of them, like you probably Norm Lewis.
I don't know how big he is. I just love him.
Like you probably had a lot more rehearsals with stand-ins that they then taped for the actor, the one that's not there.
So John Legend. See how it all works together.
And then they put it together. And like, let me see how. So like a year prior, I'm seeing on May 2017, NBC selected Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay.
And then they got the whole design team on board.
Yeah, makes sense. You need that first.
And then I'm seeing in December 2017, Alice Cooper was first announced as King Herod with John Legend. And then everyone else was slowly added.
Trickled in, yeah.
So I have a feeling, and this went up, what, April 1st? I have a feeling probably between
after the new year
up until the day of they were practicing. So
about 90 days.
Oh, sorry.
Did they give you the rehearsal schedule?
No, I just realized that somebody who is a voice in Has Been Hotel was also in the ensemble. There we go.
In Has Been Hotel?
Yes, it's an animated musical series on Prime, set in hell.
Okay.
But let's get into Sharp and Flat, shall we?
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I want to start with flats because I only have two of them. You have one. So my flats, my first flat is for some of the audience reactions sounding like they're edited in. There's some moments where you don't see the audience, and there was one song, I can't remember which one, but like somebody sings a note that's already been established in the show, like it's well into the show, and the audience lose their minds, and I'm like, that doesn't sound natural for this moment. And then I'm also flatting the grainy camera during the arrest. Because I understand why they did
it. It was a stylistic choice.
But I didn't like it. How about that?
Okay. You don't have to let. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. But I felt like, you know, we have all these smooth camera work and great lenses throughout this whole number, this whole show. And then we get to the rest. And I'm like, well, why are we doing like TMZ style stuff?
Because it was meant to be like...
I know it's
like
meant to be TMZ, but like, why is the camera looking like TMZ? Like, why can't we have like a, like another camera or an unfiltered camera doing that? Mm-hmm. That's just me. Okay. What is your flat?
Alice Cooper.
Okay. and you went through it already. So every once in a while, I have what I like to call a natural. And we've already talked about this natural, and it's the design for the ensemble. This is both a sharp and a flat because I like the look. I actually like the whole design of everybody. I understand the story that they're saying in costume, but like, again, the black of the ensemble made me be like, but they're not all villains and they're not playing the bad guys.
maybe they like the color black.
Maybe Paul Tazewell liked the color black. All right. Sharps. I sharped the set design first and foremost. I also sharped the whole cast. I'm counting Alice Cooper because, I mean, he worked. I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know who else could have done it.
Hear me out. I was thinking about this. And, like, he's probably too young. But, like, you need, like, a Jonathan Groff.
I understand your reference because you're going from King George and everything.
Yeah. But because, like, that is what you need to me. Like, that. And that is what I've always seen Herod as. Is, like, that kind of, like,
now hear me out.
Indulgent, over the top.
Now hear me out. I have a pitch for you. Because we just did Hairspray not that long ago. The Hairspray Live. That's Martin Short. Mm-mm. He could still do it, though. He could sell.
He could do it. That song, though, needs someone a little stronger vocally. Maybe Steve Martin.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That works.
Victor Garber.
There we go. But speaking of Alice Cooper, I'm sharping him at the end of the song being humble, but then egging on for applause. Like, I laughed during that when he's like, no, but yeah, give me some more. I also sharped how they made the violence theatrical and for TV. I sharp the crucifix picture at the end and the floating into the void. And then my last sharp is for Superstar. Like, fuck it. I love that song.
All of it. I like that you write everything down and I try to just remember things I liked when we get here.
Because I won't remember. That's why.
Okay. First and foremost, I want to sharp the High Priest's costumes.
Yes. Yes. Those,
like to sharp
those
that.
Triangles and
yes, with like and like the together and the out. I love it. Lots of lines happen in there. Loved it. I want to sharp the musicians being on the stage and part of the show as opposed to just rounding out sound. I like when you get to see them and have that
or being
happen.
Hidden in the pit.
Like... Yeah. Yeah. They're just as much as part of the show. So I really like that.
Can I piggyback on that for a hot second?
Fine.
I'm sharping that the orchestra members are actually listed in the cast on IMDb.
Nice. It's probably how they get paid or something. Like, I'm sure there's something.
Oh, of course. Oh, Glenn Close was in the audience, apparently. What?
That's how you get in the audience. You know somebody.
I didn't see her, but okay.
She's everywhere. She was in Hook. Like, she's just in everything.
Yes.
I would like to sharp Damned for All Time / Blood Money, because that is a wonderful song, and I love how they did it. And
you want to sharp Superstar as well?
Yeah, I'll sharp Superstar as well, of course. But also, like, just the general staging of it. Like, there's certain points in the show that get very chaotic because they have to. Like, I'm thinking, like, the temple. There's just, like, a lot of people and a lot of things happening. And I just like the way that it was chaos but controlled, and it didn't feel like anxiety.
The arrest as well.
The arrest, right, exactly. So like there's that chaos, but like it's very much controlled chaos, and I thought I did well. I also would like to sharp when Jesus yells, heal yourselves or help yourselves, I think is what he says.
At the end of the temple?
Yeah.
Heal yourselves.
Heal yourselves.
I believe.
He's had enough. He's tired. Self-care. Let him go rest.
Tired. He's so tight.
He's tired.
Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist from this version?
Yes. Version.
I need to specify that because obviously there's other ones. I listen to this album every once in a while. So I just wrote down the whole album because like there is no dud depending on how I'm feeling. I may listen to
that.
I can listen to King Herod's song and I don't have to watch Alice Cooper, but I still thought he did fine. He did it.
I'm going to pick out the songs I actually have on a playlist already.
Good.
Because I have those. So it's Heaven on Their Minds.
Yeah.
It's Jesus Must Die. The Temple, Damned for All Time / Blood Bunny. And Judas's Death and Superstar.
Gethsemane. I cannot pronounce this one.
Gethsemane.
That's the other one that John Legend, like, it goes higher. But I feel like this one, they transposed better for him.
Yes. Maybe that's the one I was thinking of, too, where I was like, oh, this goes up. But no, this falls very nicely with where he is. So.
Yes.
That was a good one.
But, Jacqueline, on that note, we're done with the episode.
No.
I know. But we did it though. Somehow we managed to do about an hour's worth of talking, even though the whole time we're like, we love this.
Sorry. And the show's an hour and a half.
Show's an hour and a half, and it moves, and it doesn't feel like an hour and a half until you get to the commercial breaks.
Yeah, and then it feels like 3 hours.
Yeah, because these commercials, I'm like, this is 10 seconds. I don't need make it two.
So impatient.
But what do you have to plug or promote?
Yes. So I co-host a bi-weekly podcast called The Heat, where we talk all things professional wrestling. So you can find us on all of the podcasting places. And it is a guy in a lucha mask. And that is our logo.
What is the what, I'm sorry, what is the socials? Is it just the heat at the
Oh, we're
heat?
part of the Cinema Geekly network, so you could find us on cinemageekly.com or any of us at Cinema Geekly socials.
Nice. I love sending you stuff to be like, talk about this. I don't know if you actually do,
We
but
do have a section on there that we call Speculation Station. So if you ever any have any questions about professional wrestling, we do dig deep into our own speculations of
oh,
things. Yeah.
okay. And if you know what, if you have a fun story from your production of Jesus Christ Superstar, because why not? I'd love to hear about it. Something went wrong, somebody missed a costume change.
Something went
Judas,
really well.
something went really well that you were very nervous about, because we've all had that in our lives.
The thing that never goes right in rehearsal, and then the day of the show, everyone hits it.
Yes. Judas has one pant leg on in Superstar because he couldn't make his costume change. I'd love to hear it. You can email me
I
at
hold the
butter.
curtain for them.
You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at buttersongpod. Yeah, what is your favorite Judas song in the show? Because we all, I mean, me, it's Superstar.
No.
But I don't know if you, did you say Superstar was yours? What would you say yours is?
My favorite Judas song?
Yes.
Damned for All Time.
There we go. So now, listener, what's yours? We've said it. And if you want to be part of next episode's conversation, well, we're still going strong with the lives, and we're going to be talking about Rent Live. Yeah, they did it. They totally did it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Jacqueline, thank you so much for coming back on. We need you to come back on some more. You know, why not?
I'll be here. I'm
This
around.
way you can get a six timer or something or other.
Is that when I get in my gold bar?
Yes. Well, everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.